first to the warning issued by the Prime Minister about the arms build-up in our region. Kevin Rudd says Australia needs to boost its own military capabilities to respond to what he says will become a more contested region where there's already a major build-up of military assets. He's flagging a more robust land, sea and air defence force for Australia, although he says he'll wait for the new defence white paper at the end of the year before outlining the details on how our military assets will be boosted. The opposition says Mr Rudd's speech is an endorsement of the previous coalition government's defence policy. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The Prime Minister signalled a major change to Australia's Navy during a speech to the RSL National Congress in Townsville last night. Mr Rudd warns Australia must be better equipped and prepared to deal with new security threats associated with Asia's booming economies and expanding militaries. This morning, he underlined his message.
For the government, a major priority is to ensure that we've got enough naval capability in the future, enough naval assets, enough naval personnel, and therefore enough funding put aside to invest in that long term. We're either serious about Australia as a maritime power into the 21st century, or we're not. This government is serious.
But Mr Rudd says the expansion must be dovetailed with diplomacy, saying Australia must use its ability as a middle power to negotiate cooperation with its neighbours. Earlier this year, Mr Rudd proposed the creation of an Asia-Pacific Union to deal with trade issues and cooperation with the region on long-term energy and resource security.
When we look at places like this, where we have huge exports going to the rest of the world, we must be in a position in the future to defend Australia's own sea lines of communication. That means having sufficient naval capability to do it. If we're going to defend our sea lines of communication to the rest of the world, we've got to make sure that we've got the naval capability to underpin that.
The Prime Minister warns that Australia must be prepared to deal with the impact of climate change on long-term food and water security and energy shortages. Mr Rudd says the Navy is hard-pressed meeting current demands, saying that it has skill shortages in 24 areas. As to the shape of defence expansion and how much it'll cost, the government will wait for advice in the new defence white paper, which is due by the end of this year. That'll be a blueprint spelling out the size and capability for all defence forces over the next 20 years.
There is an arms build-up across the Asia-Pacific region, and Australia, therefore, must take appropriate preparations for the long-term future itself, at the same time as advancing our diplomacy. Both these things are part of an integrated, rational approach to national security policy.
We get an arms race if we're building up our Navy in the region?
Well, can I say that there's been an arms race underway, an arms build-up, let me put it in those terms, across the Asia-Pacific region for the better part of the last decade. What I'm saying is when I look at Navy, the Australian Navy, we need to make sure that we have enough capability there to deal with future challenges. And the Navy that we've inherited is one which has 24 major skills categories where we don't have enough personnel. That's right now, before we talk about any enhanced naval capability. There is a huge job to be done here.
Speaking on ABC News Radio, on a scratchy phone line from the Solomon Islands, Defence Minister Joel Fitzgibbon said he wouldn't call it an arms race.
No, I think it would be an exaggeration to describe it as an arms race. But at the same time, we take out an insurance policy and we'll ensure that our Australian Defence Force has all the people, the capability and training and protection those people need to do their job effectively and as safely as possible.
Opposition leader Brendan Nelson.
Mr Rudd is all talk again and no action. If he's concerned about the arms race and wanting to build up the Navy, why will he not make a decision and announce that we will build a fourth air warfare destroyer? He says that he will increase defence expenditure 3% real compounding till 2016-17, which was our position, to which we committed. But for him, that is the maximum. For us, it is the minimum. Anyone that is familiar at all with defence knows that the minimum increase you need is 3%.
And Shadow Defence Minister Nick Menchin says Mr Rudd simply endorsed the coalition's policy.
We had inherited in 1996 a very rundown defence establishment. We increased defence spending by 47% in real terms during our period. We oversaw a major build-up in our defence capacity with a view to the changing strategic environment. And I think what Mr Rudd has done is provide a welcome endorsement of of our policy and what he inherited from us.
Neil James is the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association. He says the current 3% annual growth in defence spending isn't enough to sustain the Defence Force, let alone the increases flagged by Mr Rudd. But he says the Prime Minister's speech outlines a new approach.
The interesting thing about it is that he's accepted that you need a well-armed Australia to be an able diplomat. You know, it's the old Frederick the Great quote that diplomacy without arms is like an orchestra without instruments. You know, they're not putting all their eggs in either basket. They're putting great effort into middle-power diplomacy, but accepting that middle-power diplomacy also requires a well-armed Australia capable of defending itself and capable of helping people who are attacked.
That's the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association, Neil James, ending that report by Sabra Lane.